Hey everyone, it is Nick here again with another podcast, and let's jump right into this one. We have a question from Demofleas on Twitter, and he's asking, how does one juggle growing a business with growing as an artist simultaneously? What things did you choose to sacrifice? And let's just get right into it. You know, we're talking about balance between doing what you originally got into doing, right? If you're an artist or a designer, you know, there's all that work of creating great art and great design or great whatever you make. And then there's the process of, you know, selling or marketing or creating a business off of what you're making. So even if you're a freelancer, how do you juggle the time between making the beautiful stuff you need to make, but also finding your next client or finding your next customer or growing the community around what you're into? And, you know, like everything, it has to be a little bit of both. It has to be balance. But balance does not mean, you know, 50% of this per day and 50% of that per day. It doesn't, or a third of this and a third of this or a third of this. I think balance swings very heavily in both directions, at least the way that I see these things. I get really, really into the business side of things and go to a conference or read a big business book and or find a YouTube video all about and trace this stuff down for hours and hours. And then I'll find myself, you know, doing that for a day or two during work. And then the next couple days, I'm pulled in the total opposite direction of, you know, in my case, maybe taking a bunch of photos, like getting out of the house and just taking, you know, thousands of photos one day, or opening up Cinema 4D and making 3D animation and playing with dynamics and doing all that fun stuff, right? You have to have both, and you can't just focus on one for too long. So if you find yourself focusing on one and not the other for too long, try to set up some deadlines in the other camp. And see if you can't try to stick to it, right? So if you are finding yourself just wanting to do your art and design, and well, actually, as I say it, if you find yourself not wanting to do the business stuff at all and not really interested in it, I would be very cautious moving forward on trying to create your own business with that knowledge, right? If you don't have the passion for the business side of things, you could maybe find somebody else to partner up with. You could get kind of an agent type of person if you're a freelancer, and they could find you work and they could deal with billing and they could deal with, you know, all that crap. If you just want to sit and make beautiful stuff, you can come at it from that angle. You know, you don't have to create a business around necessarily what you're doing. If you just want to sit and make stuff, you can make that happen. I'm assuming you want to do both things. And in that case, you're stuck in a place where you have two things you really want to do. How do you do it? So deadlines, let's talk about that. Deadlines, I would find the one that you're struggling with the most right now and set up a couple deadlines for this week. So as I do this podcast, I know that I want to record these podcasts, but I also know that I want to schedule them and put them out. I'm trying to rough out a schedule on this project. And part of that is going to be the consistency of trying to put out a certain amount of podcasts per week or whatever we're doing. So this week, just, you know, transparency here, I'm going to try to put out one on Monday, on Wednesday, and on Friday. And that's my goal for this project. So if you find yourself with a blog that you started or some emails you wanted to write to customers or to your clients and you haven't done that, write it down and say, I'm doing this twice this week, and, you know, hold yourself accountable to those deadlines. I always find that deadlines push me really hard. I would also say this. There is a lot of time in anyone's life, really, where they're doing things with their hands and they're doing things, you know, minor things with their brain a little bit, but their ears are wide open. And this is an opportunity that I like to take to learn through books and through podcasts some of the things I'm trying to learn and figure out while I can't necessarily do my design or 3D or take photos, for example, right? So if you're driving, if you're washing dishes, if you're going on a walk, if you're doing any cleaning the house, you know, all these things require minimal kind of attention, you know, like you got to drive, obviously, but for most people, the driving's almost automatic, you know, and you have the ability to listen to a book in the background. Take that time to learn the opposite side of where you are right now. So if you're really, really heavy into business growing and all that stuff, you find yourself watching all these videos while you're at your computer. When you're away, maybe learn about the artist or a photographer or designer or whatever else you're into while you're away. And I would say the opposite is what I did. So when I was on my computer, I was always making stuff and learning, you know, new software, new plugins, and trying to figure all that stuff out. And then when I was away, I was reading, you know, listening to audiobooks on Audible or listening to just dozens of podcasts about how to, you know, how to create your own business and how to create a community of like-minded people that are all doing some fun stuff, right? So that is how I handled it. And again, I would say if for anybody else, if you find yourself really, really falling on one or the other side of this coin on design or the business, I would think of it two ways. One is don't think of it as the, oh, I got to get this business thing figured out so that I could just make all the stuff that I want to make, because it is an ongoing process. If you're really not genuinely interested in creating a business with what you're doing, I would, again, look at a partner, look at doing things that are a little bit more hands-off, things like, you know, selling like templates or stock photography or something more along those lines, where it's a little bit more it's a little bit more up just up to your schedule, and you could upload stuff. But I would look at partners, and I would try to find someone that does it the way that you want to do it, right? So for me, there were people in the community that I could look up to and say, they look like they do a little bit of both. They're obviously good at the business side of things. They're structured, they're organized, their marketing's good, their kind of brand is good, but they also make such great stuff. And for me, the one I looked up to at kind of as a model was Kudal. And Kudal Partners, they make field notes, and they run the deck ads, and they do layer tennis. They do all these really great, awesome kind of designer things, but they also had a foot very firmly in business and actually creating a small business out of all these fun projects with a real team, by the way. It wasn't just one person in a basement. There were actual, you know, people that had been working there for years and years. And they were kind of my mental model to say, okay, this is possible. And now how do they handle it and what do they do? And is there anything I could learn by watching that? So hopefully there's some things to look at. I really appreciate the question. I have a feeling we'll be back to these kind of balancing situations here with some other questions pretty soon. But I really appreciate the question. And if you have a question for the show, please hit me up on Nick Vegas. That's the Twitter account. And head on over there. You can also go to nickvegas.tv. And if you have any other ways to get a hold of me, you can find them there. Links to the podcast, links to the show notes, all that stuff will be there. So thank you again for listening. Really appreciate this. This has been fun so far. I hope we keep going. And I'll see you in another episode real soon. Bye, everybody.